It is Allah Ta'ala's favor on us, Allah Ta'ala's karam and mercy on us, Allah Ta'ala's fadl, Allah Ta'ala's blessings, that from amongst His azeem and great ni'mas, one great gift and blessing and favor on such miskeen and poor and needy people like us, Allah Ta'ala is giving to us. And that is this night that Allah Ta'ala has given to us. Allah has given to us with iman, with belief, with health. Allah Ta'ala has also allowed us to come to His home. Along with these, with iman and health, and our qulub, our hearts, Allah Ta'ala has turned towards His dhikr, towards His remembrance. And this is a very big ni'mah of Allah, a great gift. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us this dua, that ask this dua from your Rabb, that Allah turn our hearts towards Yourself. So this is such a big dua that Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has given to us. And Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, we are seeing the effect of that dua, that Allah Ta'ala has accepted this prayer of ours in this night, and Allah Ta'ala has turned our hearts towards His dhikr, towards His remembrance. We listen to bayanat regularly, and since some time we are listening to the bayanat, and this is not the objective to speak or to give lectures today. What we need to see is one thing, and I would like you to pay attention to this. I'd like to bring your focus towards this, that my brothers, this night is very precious. Very precious. 1 year has passed, and last year we attained this night as well. And after 1 year, this night has come again. And if we estimate with regards to this night, by just looking at this masjid, that how many of our colleagues have departed from the world in this past 1 year. In the last year when we were sitting on the same night and remembering Allah or doing some ibadah, those individuals who passed away would not have thought at all that we will not attain the night of the 15th of Shaban next year. Sometimes there are ups and downs in life, and for everyone this applies. But this is that night. Like in the hadith it is stated that there are five nights like this that are very special nights in the eyes of Allah. And from those five nights, this is one of those nights, the night of the 15th of Shaban. Now we can pass this night in talking or doing other actions or doing ibadah, worshipping, reading Quran. We could pass this night doing dhikr, but I would like to tell you, we will not be fulfilling the objective of this night. We will not have attained the essence of this night. And this is not the reason for this night. This night, the objective is not some specific ibadah or worship. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has not given us a specific dhikr to do on this night. Specific wazifa. There's no specific special action that's for this night. The day after this night is not that great, not important. It's actually the importance and the greatness of the night that has made the day good. The importance is on the night itself. So listen clearly and carefully to what I'm saying. If I don't have yaqeen, and I don't have yaqeen, I don't know, I have no certainty that will I get this night again next year. But that person who attains the essence of this night right now, alhamdulillah, then he has attained Allah's Jannah, the paradise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tell me, let's not make play games on this night. Let's not make it a tradition. Let's not make it a night just for ibadah. Let's understand the reason and the objective and the meaning of this night. Why has Allah Ta'ala given us this night? Why is Allah Ta'ala's great ni'mah on us during this night? What's hidden in this night? What's the objective of this night? There are many hadith with regards to some had given the title da'if or mustanad, or some of the pious scholars have gathered them together. And I would present to you one hadith with regards to this night, so we can understand. But the condition is you will listen carefully to what I'm saying, and we will take this night with us. Otherwise there's no benefit at all. Even if you sit with me in dhikr, you'll get the thawab, alhamdulillah, of dhikr. You will definitely, because the dhikr of Allah is a great action. that we can stay up all night and recite Quran. We'll get the thawab, but we won't get the crux, the essence of this night. We need to attain this night itself. If the night passes in the next few hours, then brothers, we have gone. We have lost. We've lost. Hazrat Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiyallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with him. He's a great companion of Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I don't have time to speak about the Sahabi himself radiyallahu anhu. We hear about him. And this hadith is marwi. It is narrated by Hazrat Mu'adh radiyallahu anhu. And the meaning of the hadith is that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that this night is that great night. It is that night full of blessings. It is that night full of ni'mas. It is that night of fadl and blessings of Allah. Not from this night, not due to this, that for example Allah will give us ni'mah or rizq or health or health or children or business prosperity. No, there's an objective that Allah Ta'ala says that we have to attain. And Allah says there's something specific that I will distribute to the people. Because all of these things I've just mentioned, they're not to be useful to us. These are temporary things. Allah says, even if I give these to you, they will give you a temporary benefit. And you'll not benefit on going, you are my beloved creation and I love you. Allah says, I can give you kingdom, I can give you children, I could give you homes, I could give you property, I could give all of this to you. I'm Rabban, Qadir, and Mutlaq, and you need these things. But they may not be beneficial for you. Allah Ta'ala says, I know that these will not give you benefit. These are temporary beneficial things. They are temporary, maybe things that you will acquire in joy. Allah says, these will finish. I want to give you permanent benefit. I want to give you that daimi permanent benefit that you acquire, that you require, that we are in need of. That we are in need of. And what is that? Allah Ta'ala says, that thing that I want to give to you in comparison to all of this. And if you take that, then the other things you will also attain at the same time. Automatically, the other things you will attain at the same time. So the thing that this is what we need to attain. And that if, what is that we require that Allah Ta'ala wants to give to us? Allah Ta'ala stated, the ni'mah of this night that I want to give to you is that I want to forgive you. I want to forgive you. Bakhshish. Of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the greatest reward of this night. The person who has not attained bakhshish, forgiveness of Allah, has attained nothing at all. Allah ta'ala stated this. Now, what do we need to attain? What do we need to get? Bakhshish, Allah ta'ala's forgiveness. May Allah ta'ala forgive us. And forgiveness is such a gift of Allah, the ni'mah, that all of the things of ours that are not succeeding, my business is not prospering, I've got problems and difficulties and illnesses, all of these are due to Allah Ta'ala's displeasure. Okay? So even if I get wealth and money and children, but there's one thing that's not coming, that is I've not got sukoon, I've not got peace in the heart, contentment. What's the reason? All of the reasons is all of the things that are attained after pleasing Allah. If we have nothing material, nothing solid, we don't have the ease of the world, but Allah Ta'ala is pleased with us, then alhamdulillah, we have such a great ni'mah, and that is called peace and contentment. That, for example, we don't have a big bed, we don't have a nice mattress, but if we've got contentment, peace of the heart, even then if I lie down on a straw mat, I'll get the beautiful sleep, alhamdulillah. So the real thing that I need to look to is that today Allah Ta'ala, what He's given to us, and the specific thing that we need to attain is the bakhshish, the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need Allah Ta'ala to forgive us. Allah, how do we do this? How will you give us bakhshish? How will you give us forgiveness? How shall we ask this from you? How will you forgive us? What is it we need to do? And today, forgiveness Allah Ta'ala is given openly. Ya ayyuhan nas. Allah is saying for all of mankind, not just for mu'mins. Allah says for all people, not just the believers, but all of mankind. This is the hadith, as Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu states, that Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that Allah Ta'ala said, that in this night, and the night started from Maghrib, alhamdulillah, now only a little bit of time is left. And we haven't done that action to attain the forgiveness. More than half the night's gone, and we're so sad, we don't know what to do. If we don't know what to do, how will we do it? How will we do it? So we haven't understood the meaning of this night. After a few hours, oh, I will keep the fast. The fast is not fard, it's not compulsory, wajib, sunnah, nothing. It's not the act. This is not the requisite of this night. So the real meaning of this night that we need to understand, alhamdulillah, from the five great nights, Azim nights, this is one of those five. And in these five nights, Laylatul Qadr is not mentioned. Listen to this as well. What a great night, Laylatul Qadr, the night of power. Even that is not included in these five great nights that I'm mentioning. From the five great nights, this is one of the nights. The night of the 15th of Shaban. This is the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ. But what should the human being do? And to this extent, we are immersed in ignorance and a ghaflat. We've become just people who are following habits. And we see people passing away, dying, and we don't have yaqeen that we are going to die. And where are those people going? The people who've died, they're going to such a place where only this one action, this one effect will, one conclusion will be beneficial, which is Allah's forgiveness. If we have forgiveness, then all of the deeds of our life will be successful. We'll attain the reward. If there's no forgiveness of Allah, we'll get nothing. We'll get no reward. Everything will be rejected. And that's what's happening today. That's what's happening today. But alhamdulillah, tonight, the doors of Allah are open. The rich and poor, the ignorant, the lazy, the mushrik, everyone can get forgiveness from Allah tonight. What's the method? And that's what I want to discuss with you. How should we get Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness? How can we acquire it? And how much forgiveness will Allah Ta'ala give? Allah Ta'ala says, I'll forgive you so much. The example Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has given, the Bani Qalb is a big tribe, and they had a specific type of goat. And there are so many goats, and the example of those goats was made in this hadith. So Allah Ta'ala has given us the misal. The example is such a big misal that Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has presented that misal to us. Say subhanAllah. Ajeeb. That there's somebody who's rich and wealthy, and he has wealth. And imagine the wealthy at that time, that he's been given the example of these goats, that the example of those goats has come into this hadith that you are reading, we are reading. Qala qala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is said, and that hadith is recited. Subhanallah. What is the wealth that person must have? So what was the specialty of those goats? That he had some goats. This person in Bani Qalb, the tribe, and the example the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave that person, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on this night, with regards to the people, how much will Allah Ta'ala forgive today? On this night, Allah will forgive so many sins of people that the goats of the tribe of Bani Qalb, not equivalent to the number of goats, but rather on the body of those goats, the number of hairs, that amount Allah Ta'ala will forgive. Allahu Akbar. So now let's think. Now the point that comes out here, a beautiful point, is that in many hadith, it becomes like, you can say statements where Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has utilized this statement in various ahadith, just like the pious predecessors said that in various places this statement has been mentioned by Hazrat Taqi Sahib, Damat Barakatum, has stated this hadith myself. He said that how Rasulullah SAW utilized this statement for this hadith, mentioned the hadith, the statement in this hadith. In other hadith, it has been used in this way, that the amount of goats in the tribe of Bani Qalb, that's the amount of sins that will be forgiven. But in this night, Allah Ta'ala is saying that the amount of hairs on the goat of Bani Qalb, that's how much forgiveness Allah Ta'ala says, I will implement. So unlimited forgiveness, that until 10 miles, you could say that's how far the goats would walk and eat and be grazed. And here Rasulullah ﷺ was given specific tawajjuh and focus, that from Rasulullah's blessed statement, these words were to mention. So how, imagine, blessed are those goats and the hair on their bodies, the example that's been given, that the number of hairs on the body, that's how much will be forgiven. So we realize so much forgiveness will take place today that there's nothing that can compare. So I would like to say to you that so much forgiveness is taking place, and if my name is not mentioned, your name will come, then there can be no greater, bigger, unfortunate person than this person that on this day, on this night, this man or woman's name is not mentioned for forgiveness. So if we've got a little bit of desire for the akhirah, we'll need to leave the games and the fun for a little while. We need to do this. We need to look towards the real conclusion of where we are going, our graves. We need to leave the deception, the games. And we are foolish people. The how such a valuable life we are wasting with the life of drama that we are implementing at the moment. We need to be aware of maut, of death that Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran. That how do I extract the life of people when they die? What are the punishments I give to people? What are the sins of the punishments? What are the adabs of the grave, the punishments of the grave? Allah Ta'ala says, how I take people's sins, sood and riba, their zina, their adultery, their fraud. And which person is there now who is not wrapped in the sins in the daily life? We don't know about wajibat, about compulsory deeds. We know about body. We know about, what do we know? That what are the important things? That what will Allah Ta'ala ask us about our bodies? There are hairs on our body that are not in our control. For example, Allah Ta'ala has given us limbs on the body that we need to implement. Allah Ta'ala says that on our bodies we have limbs and parts and hairs that are not in our control. That becomes a sin. We'll be asked about Allah's ni'mas, our body, our limbs. The hairs on our body, how do we use our bodies? They are big punishments, that even those hairs on our body we cannot cut with our own desire. And there are some hairs that we're not allowed to keep. So there are some hairs on our body we cannot cut, we cannot remove. This is not permitted, and there are some hairs we're not allowed to keep. We are the servants of Allah. We've been created by Allah. We have no permission to do what we want. Allah says, I've given you life for a certain amount of time. I'll give you hukam on your body. Allah is my right on your hairs, is my right on your eyes, is my right on your ears, is my right. Allah Ta'ala says, who are you to say that this is me, that it's, I can do what I want, that I can do what I want with the time, that this is not important, cut this is not right, keep this. Even on the body is the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tell me. So do we understand this now? We should think that we are the servants of Allah. And it's not in our control. And it's not in our control that we can make our body or not make our body. No. Allah Ta'ala says, if you don't accept, then this comes into disobedience. We think this is husn and beauty, that we can do what we want, that this is my look and I can tailor it the way I want. And with incorrect titles, we hide ourselves. But we have forgotten that this is the disobedience of Allah's hukam and the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala's order. Allahu Akbar, a man does this? Oh, this is severe. Allah Ta'ala has promised that I will keep you in the world for a portion of time. You will live for a portion of time. But if you disobey me, Allah says, really what should happen is that as soon as a person disobeys me, the earth should open and swallow him up, and nobody should realize where that person is. Even then Allah delays and gives us money and food and health and life. And tonight we will pass the time, we will get again another day to live, and then the hours will come again, and the eggs will come again, and the parathas will come again, and breakfast will come. But this is not the objective of this night. If we don't realize, why are we here? What are we here for? We will not succeed. So this, today, if we understand these words, Alhamdulillah, we create an awareness that this is a very precious night, Alhamdulillah. Let's fulfill the action required with this night and go and sleep with ease. The work that Allah Ta'ala has given to us for this night, let's do that and go to sleep. If we can't do any extra actions, no problem, because Allah Ta'ala, we have attained what Allah Ta'ala wanted to give to us. Within seconds, we can get this, within minutes. Yes, nur ala nur, on top of that, a bonus, that if you stay standing and worship all night long, then Allah Ta'ala will inshallah accept. You have fulfilled the condition of this night. It's your choice. The more sugar you put, the more sweet will become the tea. And if we become aware inside that, Allah, I'm so grateful that you've given me the chance that I could not have imagined, that you've given me the chance. And look, that if you had shown me the true form of my sins afterwards, and if those sins would have come, then definitely like scorpions and lions, they would have consumed me. But within a blink of an eye, an eyelid, you have removed those sins of mine. You've allowed me to see forgiveness. Why shouldn't I do your dhikr and remember you? Why shouldn't I do your ibadah? Why shouldn't I fast tomorrow? So this, due to being grateful, if we do this ibadah, that this will become nur ala nur, extra bonus on top of that. And the feeling, the emotion will change, and the ishq and the love will start. Subhanallah. These are the darajat of love. Allah Ta'ala says, okay, fine. Now, this is about servanthood now we're speaking. Allah Ta'ala says, on top of this, that you are beloved to me, you love me, and I will love you, Allah Ta'ala says. Subhanallah. So the veil will start to drop, the curtains will drop. That's the point we need to understand. But now we say, Allah, we are insignificant, we cannot do much. But if we earn the essence of this night, that is the biggest achievement, that's the main achievement for us, and that will be enough for success. So what do we need to do, my friends? What do we need to attain tonight? Say it loudly. Forgiveness of Allah. That's it. That's it. Do you want to attain Allah's forgiveness? Of course we want to attain Allah's forgiveness. Whoever wants to attain Allah's forgiveness, put your hands up. You'll get it right now. That's it. That's what we need to do. What else have we come to do? What's there to be ashamed of? that we are broken down individuals. We have no status, we have no maqam in front of Allah. Qadir is saying, oh, you impure, khabis, sinful criminals, come to me, submit and I will forgive you. Who are you? Allah Ta'ala says, you have no power, you have no status, you're ashamed, put your hands up. No, no. Allah Ta'ala says, look at your status in front of me, be grateful. Your Rabb Allah, Qadir Mutlik, Subhanallah, the master of the universe, the owner of the universe. Oh, criminals, Allah Ta'ala is saying to you, submit today, bow, I want to forgive you, speak to me. Allah is saying, and even this is a great gift. Even if Allah swears at us and tells us off and Allah Ta'ala ridicules us, fine, fine. So be prepared, Allah Ta'ala says, to get forgiveness. To get forgiveness. And then after that we can go and sleep and eat and drink tea and eat biscuits. Nothing to worry about. If you can't do ibadah, can't do nawafil, you can't keep the fast, no problem. But we are successful. That's it, with the fadl of Allah, with Allah Ta'ala's blessings. So Allah Ta'ala said that I will give you so much forgiveness. Why is your name not coming? It should come. But remember this point, Allah Ta'ala says, and this hadith is now telling us that there are two conditions if you want bakhshish. Say subhanallah, don't fear. And the two conditions, we'll accept 10 conditions, Allah Ta'ala, two conditions are nothing in comparison to the fire that we're going into. That's nothing. Allah Ta'ala will say, Allah, give us 1,000 conditions, we'll fulfill them, let's get out of this predicament. So do we accept the two conditions? I can't hear you. Inshallah, what's there to be scared about? Allah Ta'ala, who wants to forgive us, will He give us such conditions that we will fail? No, Allah Ta'ala's karam and mercy, Allah Ta'ala will give us such conditions that they will become great achievements for us in our life, and they will allow us to pass without any problem, nothing to worry about, nothing difficult, no extra ibadah to be taken for you. Allah Ta'ala will not make us stand in the nights and make us pray extra nawafil or to keep the fast extra. Allah Ta'ala won't take money out of our pockets. Allah Ta'ala will tell us to do those actions that will make us lofty, and the conditions of our Allah's Mahbub Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam are so easy for us that Allah Ta'ala will elevate our rank. There are two conditions. Number one, Allah Ta'ala said, I will forgive all men and women, everybody, within a second I will remove all the sins, I will forgive, you will not even realize. But two individuals I will not forgive, Allah Ta'ala says. What we need to cut the names of those two types of people, the list of the names of those two types of people, don't take badly what I'm saying, and there's probably nobody whose name is not in this list. So we need to cut our names off the lists of the two categories of people Allah Ta'ala says I will not forgive. If our name is on that list, then we need to put a line through that name. If it's on those two categories, two types of people. Yes? So the name will cut off. Our name will cut off. Either we should cut the name off the list now, or we should cut our names off the list at that time when we're being thrown into Jahannam with the sticks and the beatings and the punishments and the fire and the ashes of the fire. Do we want to? Because obviously we are people of Iman, and we inshallah have to go into Jannah, paradise. So either our name will come off the list at that time, but today's a better time. We're in the masjid, in Zakri Masjid, we're sitting in front of each other and we're doing dhikr, love of Allah, we're sitting together, then we'll go and eat and we'll drink tea. Is it better to cut our names off the list of those sinful people, the two categories of sinners, now or tomorrow after death, when we're being thrown into Jahannam? It is better to do it now, because until yesterday, until now, we didn't know that our name's on this list. Oh no, Shubi Brat's coming, we'll do this ibadah and cook halwa and eat and do nafal. My brothers, we need to do these actions, say subhanallah, that Allah is demanding from us now, so we can cut wipe and rub our names off the list until from tomorrow. What will happen? The games will be playing again back into the dunya. But subhanallah, Allah's given us the opportunity. Wallah billah, I didn't know myself what I'm saying to you now. And I didn't know before I'm coming today that I'll speak what I'm saying today with the love of Allah, that we will rub our names off the list of the two categories of sinners who are not going to be forgiven today. But I'm saying it clearly now, we need to rub our names off that list, put a line through our names. But this is Allah Ta'ala's mercy, Allah Ta'ala's glory. How do we know that we will think of this today while we're sitting here, that we'll speak about this? So let's rub our names off that list, let's put a line through our names. But the condition, so if we don't take our names off, then we will not succeed. We're saying, Allah, take our names off. We haven't even said it, but the ocean of forgiveness will come to us. So many sins we have to our name. Forget that for a second. Put that to the side. So what are the conditions that Allah Ta'ala has given? Two. Allah says, number one, I will in no way on this night forgive the mushrik. No way will I forgive the mushrik. The person who does shirk, say, alhamdulillah, we are not mushrikeen. We do not worship the idols. We don't worship any other than Allah. We are Muslim, we recite the kalama, then alhamdulillah, we are saved from this, we are saved, are we? End of story. So one thing, at least, we are not doing. We are not mushrik. We are people of Iman, we recite the kalama, we believe in Allah and Rasulullah, we pray Salah sometimes, we go to Jummah sometimes, we read the Quran, and mashallah, sometimes the tears come in the eyes, and we've come to the 15th night of Shaban today, and we are not mushrikeen. We are, alhamdulillah, Muslimin. We are Muslims, and this is for those who are strange. Not for us. So, one condition met. We are not mushrikeen. But now we need to remove the other condition of the that is preventing the forgiveness. That's not difficult. That's not hard. Yes. So what is our, how easy our Rabb has made this the biggest mushrik today on this night. Allah Ta'ala says that can a mushrik attain Allah's forgiveness? Allahu Akbar. May Allah forgive. Na'udhu billah, na'udhu billah. That if me and you were mushriks, could we sit in the masjid and speak? What a great karam and mercy of Allah that He has given us the wealth of Iman. Yes, so this shirk could never have ended. Could never end. This condition cannot be removed. We could not have fulfilled this condition. We'd be out in the world enjoying. We wouldn't even have a clue. Shaitan's attacks and his influence and whispering, we would not have recognized Allah. If we were mushrik, and today we're sitting down, big-headed, we're in the masjid. Brothers, this is Allah Ta'ala's massive karam and mercy, massive, that today Allah is announcing that in no way will I forgive a mushrik. So tell me that Allah Ta'ala has our parents, our forefathers and us now, our ancestors, Allah Ta'ala's mercy. Like, for example, if £5 come to us, we think, yeah, I've got £5. Allah Ta'ala has given us the wealth of Iman. We don't even know this great name of Allah that's come to us and that it's ingrained in our hearts, and we should be appreciating this. We should be grateful for this, and there's one action to be grateful for this. Remember this, my friends. There's one way to be grateful of this Iman. And if we are grateful all lifelong, then alhamdulillah, Allah will give us the heights, the great names that this person has fulfilled. My ni'mah, otherwise I would have made him a mushrik. I would have made him bow in such places in front of snakes or trees or in front of animals. And Allah Ta'ala could make us submit and bow. Many intellectual so-called people are doing this. Many people who have brains are doing this, aren't they? But today, you, me, in our minds, we don't have this desire. But Allah Ta'ala has given us aqal, ulil albab, has made us that beware. How dare you, if you want to submit and bow, then bow in front of your Rabb, subhanallah. What a great karam and mercy, Allah's favor on us. Yes, there's no dalil that if someone can say to me, give me proof, why do you bow and submit in front of, why do you prostrate in front of your Rabb? I'll say, get away from me. You're asking me for proof? Why shouldn't I bow and prostrate to Allah? I am doing this without any proof. So He is my Lord, I am His servant, and my ruh, my spirit, my blood, and every vein, this belief has become ingrained. And where has this come from? Whose father is this? Whose blessings is this? Whose mercy is this? And should we not repay this favor of Allah that He's made us believers with Iman? That we are like traitors, that if somebody gives us tea, we'll say, subhanallah, you have given me tea. And our Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala today on this night, automatically Allah Ta'ala said, you are in that line that you are not included in the mushrikeen. Go, they just fulfill the second condition. So tell me, should we not repay this favor of Allah? Shall I not tell you how to repay this favor of Allah? And there's no other action that can make us people who are grateful to Allah. There's only one action, the 5 times salah. 5 times salah. The 5 times salah for the person who observes this and fulfills this, that man and woman, then Allah Ta'ala said that he is the most grateful person of mine tomorrow on the day of judgment. And so sad, I have to say that illa qaleel. Allah says, very few people will there be, people left who are grateful to me. There'll be drama, dramas, I'm anashik, I am beloved of Allah. And they will extract big methods that can't, you see, I'm grateful to Allah, look, I've done this all night long. I'm not grateful to Allah, I've done this action, I'm not grateful. Allah Ta'ala said that I call my mahbub on my Mi'raj, my beloved, that tell my ummah, that they can only be grateful in one way, that the gift I'm giving to you on this night of Mi'raj, Allah Ta'ala called His Habib, His beloved Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, gave the Ummah a gift. Allah Ta'ala said, I'm giving a gift to your nation so they can learn the tariqah and they have an understanding that how to be grateful to the Iman that Allah Ta'ala has given to us so that we are not don't go astray. That Alhamdulillah, the Adhan, Allah says, I will make it reverberate across the world with every masjid, and you will be grateful to me that you will run to the masjid and prostrate to me, Allah Ta'ala. I said, Subhanallah. Tell me today, how when I came today, then I was coming easily. I said, huh? What's happened today? That which makhluk has come to the masjid? Which people have come to the masjid? So many people. Where have they come from? Is there a football match tonight? Is there some cricket match or some gathering? I haven't seen Fajr or Asr normally. I've never seen these faces. These people, they've come to attain forgiveness. Wow, Subhanallah. And this is the game. The drama. Will there be forgiveness? Okay, fine. Everybody will be forgiven. So imagine here that what is the thinking that who do we think Allah Ta'ala is, and what is Allah Ta'ala's glory and power? Just for a few minutes we've come. Somebody stood here, somebody's outside, the masjid's full, we'll hear a bayan and we'll get forgiveness and we'll go and carry on the same actions we did before tonight. Tomorrow morning the life will be back to normal. And then this is a rejection. If we look at the Quran and the previous nations, what Allah Ta'ala is mentioning, this was their style, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would give them the punishments. Look at the people of Hazrat, the prophets, the Hazrat Lut alayhi salam's qawm. What is the game that they played? This is the same qawm Ad, the people of Ad. And today our style of playing the games is the same. For 10 minutes we come to the masjid to get forgiveness. There's no place to sit in the masjid. So full. And that time every morning Allah Ta'ala calls, come for forgiveness, I've opened the doors for forgiveness. And is anybody coming? So why is it just tonight we've come? This is every day Allah Ta'ala calls. Is it just tonight Allah Ta'ala wants to give? Every morning at Fajr time Allah calls out. Where are we then? That will we go into the grave and wake up? My brothers, are you understanding what I'm saying or not? So today we've come and we've sat down. We've washed and prepared and come, and we want forgiveness. We'll go back with big heads that we're forgiven. And this is the drama that we're playing out with our deen today. Within hours, somebody becomes an ashik of the Prophet. I'm the ashik of Allah. Within minutes, we think we become beloved of Allah. We've come on this night and we're forgiven. That's it. I've attained everything. Yeah, I put nice clean clothes on and I put a cap on my head and I've come to the masjid. I prayed one Isha and I think that's it. I'm forgiven. I'm the best. No, this is not the meaning. If we want to attain Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness, then listen, how do we attain forgiveness? The hadith prescribes to us the method. Specific. The first condition we've discussed, that Allah Ta'ala says, that if the person is not a mushrik, he has iman, he believes in Allah, he doesn't worship any other than Allah, then that's one condition fulfilled. And the second condition that we need to fulfill, this is something that we need to focus on, this is very valuable. And what is that condition? It is stated, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, Hazrat Mu'adh radiallahu anhu said, that the first condition was that not to be a mushrik. And the second condition, that for a mushrik understands this today, a person who does shirk, if he realizes this, he says, is this the point that we'll get the bakshish of Allah? If he says, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, then he'll also be included in the mu'mineen and he can fulfill all the conditions. Allah knows how many people do this. If Allah Ta'ala opens up the hearts, if there's somebody who's a Hindu or a Sikh or any other religion, if he today recites the kalima, all we have to do is recite the kalima, that Allah, I don't worship anyone other than you, and he has iman, then he is successful all life long. What he did before today, Allah will not ask. All the sins will be removed. So the second condition that we need to fulfill, it is stated, the second condition is, and it's a very important factor, that Allah Ta'ala says, I will not forgive that person on this night. Imagine from this statement what a big sin it must be. That Allah Ta'ala has put this sin alongside shirk. Think, and in front of us, in our eyes, in our hearts, that is such a small sin. That in our homes is so common, just like the kids play football. It's common, isn't it? Today in the masjids, outside, on the streets, in the alleyways, everywhere. Just like, you know, the kids are playing football in the park, on the streets. This action has become so common, and this sin has become so common, that Allah Ta'ala has made it on the same pedestal, on this equivalent to shirk. And this is the condition. If we don't get this forgiven, Allah says, you can read Quran as much as you want, read Nafl as much as you want, pray Salatul Tasbih as much as you want, but this one sin, due to this one sin, our whole night will be hinged It will be hovering. If we don't remove this sin, then we cannot be forgiven, and we cannot get the forgiveness on this night. So will we wipe away this sin? Inshallah. Allah Ta'ala's mercy. Don't say, I'll go home and do this. Allah Ta'ala said, go home. Try and get home. See how will you get home without my permission, Allah says. Allah says, leave the masjid. Go. Try. Without the forgiveness, will you reach to home? Will you arrive home? That you may be buried. You may pass away before you get home. You'll be placed in a coffin and come back to my house. So Allah Ta'ala is asking us to make a transaction now. Big bargain is available. Big offer Allah Ta'ala is giving. Big chance. What is the sin? What is that sin? That Allah Ta'ala says number two, condition. Yes, to have bughz, malice, hatred towards somebody. Do you understand what I'm saying? To have hatred, malice, ill feelings towards other people. Allah Ta'ala hasn't mentioned any other sin. Allah is saying bughz, kina, malice, hatred, opposing others. This has stopped the success in this night. This has been made equivalent to shirk. How wretched a sin and dark a sin. That how will we be punished in the hereafter? That man or woman, what will be the punishment for that person in the hereafter? That in our hearts, if we have hatred and opposition against anyone else, then Allah Ta'ala says the definition of the both is unique. The first you have the hatred, and after that comes the malice. I'll give a bit of tashri so we understand what the scholars have said. We don't even know what is hatred and malice. What name of which bird is this? If I ask you for the definition of this, nobody will be able to explain the definition. So let's explain it a bit more detail. If we don't know the definition, then how will we be saved from this? We don't understand that how we'll be forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How will we succeed? I don't know. I'm sitting here in the dark. The Quran and the Hadith are telling us something else, and our preparation is something else. The Quran and the Hadith are prescribing to us solutions, and our actions are going somewhere else. The Quran is giving us the path, and we book down another path. If we understand today this is such a big sin, then every child should know what bughz this is. Every child, we should have learned this ourselves, that be saved from this, be saved from this shirk. The first lesson, after this, the next lesson, that be saved from bughz, from kina. And these are those wretched sins that look, two conditions Allah has put here of shirk, of this sin. So this is such a sin that this sin, all the other sins emanate from this sin. Murder, lying, ghibat, backbiting, all sins emanate from this. Allah says the root, if you kill off this root, the root cause of all sin, then all other sins will be wiped away. So brothers, bughz, what is the definition of this? Let's take a common example. Let's take a human being. You have your home, brothers and sisters are there, your wife, your children, the husband, all the folk of the home. And a discussion takes place, and an argument takes place. So one effect shaitan creates. Look how deep this sin permeates. I'm talking about bughz. At the moment, the words for bughz, kina, the hatred and the malice, opposition is not coming to my mind. So for example, you park your car next to my car, I get angry, you get angry, I know you. And there's a certain reason that creates this due to shaitan influence. And Allah says that this is not your status. You shouldn't be like this. Such a big sin that it has stopped the success of this whole night. Our names cannot be included on the list of successful people. Doesn't matter how much I have ilm and knowledge, but close to Allah, the law of Allah is there. The principles are there. We will have to remove this sin. So anger, little bit of anger has come. And that anger, it creates an effect which is called the hatred. Hatred is permeated into our hearts. And when the hatred comes in the heart, you'll go against your wife, she won't listen to you. She'll oppose you, the husband will oppose the wife. This hatred suddenly is created. Even when a person's angry, it creates the effect of the hatred. So when the hatred comes, then there's bughz, that malice, the hatred is coming. The opposition is coming. And this is what we need to remove. I will tell you the method of this. What is the tariqah that the Sharia has given? If you've got anger, if you've got bughz, now that bughz, that malice, that's ingrained. You can't take it out. You don't take it out. Your wife doesn't take it out. Everyone can have this. Someone in the neighborhood, a friend or a teacher. You've got malice, hatred against the sheikh, the teacher, the wife, the husband, someone in the neighborhood, somebody you know. So now, shaitan makes that malice, that hatred even worse, more intense. So he makes plans. The person starts to plan on top of that hatred and that malice. So the hatred increases so much that person, he becomes happy with the difficulties of that person he hates, who he's got malice against, and he starts his statements. When he has an accident, he says, "Ah, oh, see, now he'll find out. Oh, did you hear his child's passed away? Oh, that's good, isn't it? See, because he took my money. And see, now he'll understand the problems." Does this happen in our, amongst us, my friends, or not? Are we all not encircled in this sin, such a big sin, that to be pleased and happy on the difficulty or the problems of another person, we say, "Oh, that's good. Oh, he's just been sacked from the job." Oh, you say, "Yeah, that's good. Oh, you know, this happened," and we say inside, "Yeah, that's good, because he did something against me." Or for example, if he stops your car a little bit, you get angry a little bit, and he has an accident further up, then tell me the truth. What we'll say, "Ah, that's good. That happened to him. He stopped my car, or he delayed me." But this is not the shan, this is not the status of a mu'min, that he feels the malice and the hatred and the negativity against another person. Think for a few moments, subhanAllah. We think, we pray, and Allah says, these games don't play in ibadah. Allah Ta'ala says, you think that you will pass your life and succeed. Allah says, I have another condition. Ahsani taqweem, you are, Allah Ta'ala said, that your style is different. Subhanallah. That your style is different. Allah Ta'ala has made it different. That with which way I've created ahsani taqweem, Allah Ta'ala said, that your sifat, your attributes are different. The angels, they should see you and feel ashamed. They should salute you because you are of you are clean and pure and pak. That Allah Ta'ala says, to become a Sufi is easy, to have the imama, turban, dhoti, and don the blanket. This is easy. But my friends, when a person purifies himself inside, that is when he can succeed and remove these maladies. People say, "Oh, Hazrat Sahab's come, Peel Sahab's come, scholars come." No, that we need to see in front of the mirror and look at ourselves and analyze ourselves and think about that night we'll pass away and be lowered into the grave, when all of the realities will be exposed about our life and all of these fake dramas will be exposed. The games we're playing. Allah Ta'ala helps that person. So we understand now, bughz, kina, the hatred. So we have the person, the anger, which leads to the hatred and the malice. And the person removes this, then Allah is Kareem and merciful. His blessings and His mercies will come. The rain, the mercies will rain down on us. And Allah will announce that, "Oh, my servant, on this night, that you also should remove this sin and this defect from your life. Take it out of your heart." Do we take this out, my friends? Because this is our heart, is it? Can we not purify our hearts? Can we not make our hearts clean? Of course, very easy. What does the Sharia say? That look, if, for example, somebody has given you a loss due to which your hatred comes in your heart, there's a very easy method. Allah has given ijazah. The amount that he has done against you, you can take revenge on that person if you want. What a beautiful point, isn't it? That the amount of loss he's given to you that is creating the hatred in your heart, malice, if he slapped you, slap him. Sharia gives you permission. You can take revenge. But Allah Ta'ala says, I'll give you the greater and better action, that if you forgive that person, then that is even better. Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala says, if you forgive that person, then tomorrow when you will come to me, I'll say, subhanallah, that you'll say, subhanallah, that I've done the right thing. Allah says, you come to me tomorrow, you could have taken revenge on that person. But Allah says, no, you forgave that person. Allah says, I'll forgive you today. What a great transaction. Bargain. Allah has given us a chance. Okay, if you want to take revenge on that person, do it. You can hit him. You can do that. That, for example, he's hit your child, you can hit his child. If he's taking your money, you can do something like this. Yeah, you can take revenge. Sharia allows that. But do something more elevated, better. Subhanallah. Allah, our Rabb, will become happy with us and forgive us. So what should we do today, my friends? Don't take revenge. Rather, what should we do? Just 5 minutes, do maraqabah. That my wife, I've forgiven. You don't even have to say this. That things you've done against me. And the woman has to say, my husband, I've forgiven you. Oh, this person, I've forgiven you. Why? Because tonight I need to attain forgiveness. And if I don't get forgiveness today, and these sins continue to permeate in my heart, I swear by Allah, the fire of the hellfire will never be cooled. I swear by Allah. If tonight we don't remove this sin from our hearts, doesn't matter how great we may think we are, and we've done ibadah and worship, then we will not succeed. This night Allah Ta'ala has given us tonight, that we should become human beings. Ahsani taqweem. We should become human beings of that level. The amount, the level that Allah Ta'ala has given, the reason why Allah Ta'ala has created us to attain this result. It's a very dirty sin that we have allowed to be ingrained in our hearts, that hatred, seek revenge against people, kina, malice is a severe sin. We have a negative thought against someone in our heart to go to sleep. No, Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu, our beloved Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, my son, look at the hadith. Now Anas My son, remember one point in your life that when you go to sleep in your heart, there should be no ill feeling against any other person. Oh, look how much Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to love Hazrat Anas radhiyallahu anhu and what he prescribed him. This is not the status of a mu'min, of a believer, that he plans against somebody or thinks bad of somebody. I want this to happen to that person, I'll do this against that person. No. So why should a person have hatred against someone else? No, not against your sister, not against your children. If they commit excesses against you, then I'll give them a chance. Allah has given you an opportunity. You can take revenge, but you want to go higher than that. You are mashallah mu'mins. You've heard the hadith. Say, I forgive you. And allow that pain to pass away. They've taken your money. Let them take your money. My Rabb will give to me. And that person will become wretched. He said, will we do this, my friends? That we want to attain forgiveness in tonight? Then fine, let's do this action. Let's fulfill this action. Let's submit. Let's bow our hearts. That I'm telling you the truth. All the insan here, we are all immersed in this sin. All of us. So let's just put a bit of a exercise on our heart, bit of a strain on the heart. Allah, we've understood your karam today, your rahmah today. We've realized that we are criminals, we've sinned. And Allah says that if you accept, then I'll forgive all of you. How? Just like Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam said, my brothers, the brothers came, they gathered. So what can we do? We're in front of you. You can take revenge. And he said, no, I forgive all of you today. SubhanAllah, the Prophet of Allah said this. And at the time of the conquest, when the Prophet ﷺ went with the Sahaba back to Makkah, all those people who had committed excesses, Rasulullah ﷺ said, you know what I will do with you today? Allah is Kareem. And they said, you are Kareem. You can do what you want against us. So Rasulullah ﷺ, Allah said, go, I have forgiven all of you. We need to do this tonight. We need to fulfill the sunnah of Rasulullah ﷺ, that we need to bow our hearts and say, our Mawla, that this is the greatest ibadah tonight. Greater than sujood, prostration, tilawat, Quran. Greater than everything else. The greatest ibadah is this, my friends. If me and you do this today, if we bow our hearts with an honest heart, we say that Allah, we forgive for this, your saying, my sister, husband, wife, children, nothing will be allowed to continue. Our hearts should be light, our minds should be light, that Allah's ruhaniyat and spirituality and nene should be in our hearts and nothing else, no hatred and malice and anger against anyone. And this is the condition of this night that we need to fulfill. We can wipe our names and cross our names off the list of those categories of people who will not be forgiven. This is the night of the 15th of Shaban. Because if this sin stays in our heart, then such a great name of a great month is about to come, that Allah's Nabi Sallam has done du'as for that month. Such a great month is about to come that nobody can imagine. There's no extent to the extreme that we can understand the ni'mas and the barakat of that month that is about to come. But Allah Ta'ala is making us aware in this night that Allah Ta'ala is saying, remove this sin now, and then you will enter into the list of those people who are drowning in the rahmah, the mercies of Allah. Subhanallah. That's what we need to attain tonight. We need to please Allah. That if Allah Ta'ala is pleased with us, and then we go forward onto Ramadan in the same way. And this is a great point. There's no loss here. So do we need to work hard to do this amal? Nothing. Nothing. So think for a little while in your hearts. This is a great ibadah. And when the heart becomes cool and tender, and this sin will be removed. Difficult, because when somebody's in your heart, he's my enemy. What enmity? If he's committed an excess, leave that person. Free that person for the sake of Allah. Leave that person. Leave it be. Leave it be. There's a meaning for this. That when you take revenge, then you cannot take revenge against that person. And if you don't take revenge and you leave it to me, Allah Ta'ala says, then I will give you compensation better than that. SubhanAllah. So tonight, for example, we compare with other, compete with Allah. For example, in a job, there are two people working, there's competition in the masjid, two imams, competition in one place, two muadhin, competition in one khanka, two peers, competition. Competition is everywhere. Strife in the world of ilm and deen. And imagine our personal physical lives, competition. Look at our homes. Look at our families. We don't know what is this sin. We don't consider this as a sin. Why is this happening amongst me? That why is it in my life there's negativity? Why am I not succeeding? I have not committed a sin. I've not done anything wrong. We say inside my heart is black with hatred, enmity against other people. What a big sin I'm implementing daily. And on this night of the 15th of Shaban, the success I am destined is hovering because I've not removed the sin. And I'm saying I've not sinned. Though Jahil, Allah says, you are ignorant, you think you are reciting Quran, you are prostrating, praying tahajjud. You're not looking at that sin in your heart. That in the depths of your heart, what is there? Have you not said, the Quran, Allah said, the Quran says, don't touch me unless you are pure. But we are impure. We attain ilm and knowledge, then that knowledge sends a la'na on us that you are wretched, you are not pure. You have not got pakizgi, you have not got purity inside you. That Allah, the Quran says, don't touch. Allah says, don't touch the Quran unless you are pure. So this is the reason, that's why we don't enjoy when we read Quran, we don't enjoy praying in our sujood, because inside we are dirty. We're impure. So we've got a great opportunity, my friends. We can make ourselves inside pure. We'll attain Ramadan. We'll attain the 15th night of Shaban. And before Ramadan arrives, we'll get forgiveness. Then all ibadat and worship will be accepted. All the hajj and the number of umrah, without tickets, you'll get the thawab, the reward on every footstep coming to salah, the prostration and salah. But we didn't even know. If we didn't know about this condition today, we wouldn't succeed. We think, oh, it's the 15th night of Shaban, is come going, oh, I enjoyed myself and I've fulfilled, I've worshipped today, celebrated, and tomorrow's fasting, and I think I'm the best. This is our condition, wasn't it? But now we've understood the essence of the night. May Allah Ta'ala give me the tawfiq, give us all the ability and the capability so that we can in every way and form fulfill this amal, this action, and get the forgiveness for our sins. And when we get forgiveness, then Allah Ta'ala has promised that if, for example, there will be no greater loser, wretched and badbakht and unfortunate man or woman than this, that even tonight, if we don't write our names on the list of those people today who are forgiven by Allah. Wa akhru dawana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Come now, let's, with the love, do a bit of the dhikr of Allah for a little while. May Allah Ta'ala accept. Ameen.